It happened in Florida time. Woody and I are going to share three stories here with you, all of which are true stories, but you got to figure out which one of them happened in Florida. They could have happened anywhere all over the world, but as we know, Florida is consistently cranking out the crazy. And so if you can spot the Florida story, this is a celebration of all the things that are the Sunshine State. So if you can spot the Florida story first, you win, and Woody has story number one.
Well, earlier we were talking about people stealing from corporate chains. One you don't mess with, the house that Beef built. Talking about Arby's. Because a man was accused of stealing from an Arby's, confronted by an employee, ended up getting tased at a Denny's.
What? No?
So this guy, he, in story number one, is 48 years old, went into the house that Beef built. Sure, he got him some delicious, you know, roast beef and cheddars, some horsey sauce, then asked for a cup for water and did what some people would do. Instead of getting water, took that cup and filled it up with ice cold Coca-Cola. Well, an employee noticed and confronted the man and said, "I'm sorry, you're going to have to pay for that. That's soda, not water." That's when he decided to leave the premises and the employee called the cops. Cops arrive on the scene and they see the man walking into a Denny's, confront him. He stands up to them and ends up getting tased over not paying for a Coke. Now, there's a lot of aggressiveness going on here in story number one, and I think there's a lot of blame to be shared. Is it in Florida where he asked for a cup for water? He did not get water. He did end up getting tased.
Now, story number two is something, generally speaking, that we have heard about before, but to me, what was so great about story number two is the excuse that was given. Now, in story number two, a man is facing battery charges after he was allegedly caught putting bodily fluids into his co-worker's drink. Yeah, this happened about a month or so ago.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
Well, they don't say where the fluids left the body.
Well, really?
The woman says that she was drinking out of a mug all morning, and you may want to sit down for this one. Later noticed a mucusy white-colored substance floating in the drink. Now, they were able to review security cam footage and witnessed on video the man taking a vial of some sort of fluid and pouring it into the woman's drink. Now, so it would seem that he is guilty. And then when you hear what I'm about to tell you, obviously he's guilty. He sent, by the way, they fired him immediately. And he sent several letters to the Human Resources Department admitting his guilt, but blaming his actions on what?
Bath salts.
She made a mouth noise while typing.
So it's her fault, Woody, is what
she made a mouth noise while typing.
Right.
It's going to be a Myrtle in the typing pool reference.
So you're saying he used that and said, I had to obviously put bodily fluids in her drink at that point.
What?
Right. No, that's not it. He blamed his actions on exhaustion.
He thought he was putting it somewhere else.
Oh, I see. Okay, I hadn't thought of it that way, Chelsea. He doesn't say.
Like, he's just so out of it and so exhausted, he thought.
I think, Chelsea, we all understand, and I'm sure you're the same, that when you get...
I am tired.
Yeah, when you get tired late at night, your eyes start getting a little droopy. The next thing you do is put bodily fluids in somebody's drink. Look, I mean, it's A to B. I mean, it's as plain as the nose on your face.
We're three of the more exhausted people on the planet just due to our hours.
I think everybody knows that you're not off. That's one thing. And then the next thing you know, you're putting bodily fluids in somebody's drink. So I feel like he's got a pretty good case. Exhaustion probably is the answer. Was it Florida? 844-4WW-SHOW is the way you can get through. Woody's got the third and final.
We like overachievers here on It Happened in Florida, and that's why story number three really goes above and beyond. You know, when people are trying to sneak stuff into a correctional facility, we've sort of put a moratorium on those unless somebody is an overachiever at sneaking those in. Now, story number three is not sneaking it in, but the headline says it all. Driver tests positive for every drug in the test. Occasionally, some people will enjoy themselves some recreational pharmaceuticals and get pulled over. In this particular case, police found high levels of cannabis, amphetamine, methamphetamine, cocaine, opiates, and alcohol in this particular driver's test. Every drug in the test came back as positive. That, my friends, is good work and one hell of a party. The vehicle has been impounded, and this person is in jail after failing every drug test that was given to them. Was it in Florida where they were having a good time and unfortunately decided to drive a car? Peter is up first to try and solve our quiz. Peter, all three stories happened. Which one went down in Florida, do you think?
Man, they're all pretty good, but I'd have to go with number two. That's the creepy there.
Yes, nice job. You're right. Tallahassee, Florida is where the man admits that he put bodily fluids in a co-worker's drink, but has pretty much the foolproof answer. Come on, I was exhausted.
And you don't mess with an Arby's in Missoula, Montana. You ask for water, you get water, mister, or you'll end up getting tased at the Denny's across the street. And not even in this country, in Spain, is where a Spanish driver tested positive for every single drug in their test.
Speaking of tests and so forth, remember yesterday we had a nice discussion about allergies and some of, not just the strange allergies, although that was part of what we discussed, but I got a few follow-ups to that I want to share with you, and we'll do that next.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.